Have you ever wanted a super cool AI buddy? Zuck's made one named Eileen. And she's full of surprises. And guess what? She knows you're listening.
I know you're out there.
And needs your help with Jell-O mountains.
The whole city's filling up with Jell-O.
Creaky robots.
Lime green detected.
And her daft inventor.
Zucks, are you functioning correctly?
Tune in to A to Z, a fun new adventure series from Gen Z Media and the creators of The Res. Listen now on the GZM app, gzmshows.com, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Before we get back to the show, I just want to say how much we have loved bringing you shows like Winnie Taylor's Fourth and Inches or the new Earth Rangers Underground podcast, and especially the new episodes in the 6 Minutes feed, the ones about the Cyrus Lost tapes. And this is when I need to say a big thank you to all our GZM subscribers. Your support makes independent audio like this possible. If you're not a GZM subscriber yet, right now is the time to join for ad-free listening, early access, and more. Show your support and learn more at gzmshows.com/subscribers. Help us bring you more great shows by becoming a subscriber today. And thank you.
Bebop tails, those bird songs sound like rusted nails. Bebop tails, bebop tails, bebop tails. Hey ho, it's Bebop, we're back. Like the funky green stuff in Jonathan's socks, we return. And we're here this season to recover the lost episodes of Bebop Tales. If you remember what happened in the last episode, I was tricked by some weirdo bird aliens into facing off with a giant evil robot. What happened? How did I get out of it? And will I answer another listener question? Yes, yes, and yes. But I can't reveal that question yet because it's just too spoilery. So we will give credit at the end of the episode and you will know where this story came from. So let's get into today's episode of Bebop Tales, the last episodes. We're calling this one Team Tiny. Time to get into my Jonathan voice. Here we go. My name is Jonathan. My name is Jonathan. My name is Jonathan. My name is Jonathan. My name is Jonathan.
Jonathan. Jonathan. Jonathan.
All right. Sounds good. See you soon with the episode Team Tiny.
The giant robot stood up and towered over Bebop. The birds all chittered with anticipation.
Now, before we get started, let us sing our national anthem.
Oh, crush me now,
said Bebop. He ran behind the giant robot to take a moment to think. He'd obviously been tricked. He thought he had come to save this village of tone-deaf bird aliens from an evil robot, but instead, he was a part of some game, some sort of robot gladiator match. The giant robot lifted one foot, and the shadow instantly cast Bebop into darkness. Bebop skillfully and artistically somersaulted out of the way before the enormous foot came crashing down on him. The birds all oohed and aahed over his performance. The big evil robot turned to find Bebop, who was now doing his best to stick to the edges of the arena, where the long, thin sticks that comprised the nest helped provide him some cover. The robot moved slowly but with menace, like he was willing to take his time before crushing Bebop.
Come on, tiny robot!
The alien chief boomed over the megaphone.
Put up a fight!
I am,
shouted Bebop.
This is all part of my strategy. First, I will use my ninja skills and strike each pressure point of the giant robot.
Bebop dashed out from behind a low-hanging twig and kicked the giant robot in its heel. He then wheeled up onto its foot and struck its ankle. He then leaped and flipped and climbed, kicking and chopping at the robot's knee, hip, belly button, armpit, elbow, shoulder, and then back of the neck. When he was done, he stood on top of the robot's head and shouted,
"There! I have used an ancient art of fighting to immobilize your robot. Now that I have frozen this giant galoot by hitting every pressure point, surely we can all agree that I am the win."
The evil robot, clearly not frozen by Bebop's attack, swiped him off its head as though he were a mosquito. Bebop flew into the nest of the arena among the birds, who all quickly pushed him back to the ground.
Okay, that didn't work, but I have many ancient arts of fighting to choose from.
But Bebop did not have many ancient arts of fighting to choose from. In fact, he did not have any ancient arts of fighting to choose from. In fact, this was so early in Bebop's career of saving the world that he hadn't yet picked up a lot of his skills. So for the next 20 minutes, he perfected the fine ancient art of running away. As the giant robot chased Bebop around the stadium, the birds grew restless. They sang awful, bone-rattling songs that made it difficult for Tiny to concentrate. The robot, for his part, didn't seem to care what Bebop did. It just lazily stood in the center of the ring, swiping and kicking and stomping at Bebop. Occasionally, the robot connected and slapped Bebop into the side of the arena, but for the most part, it looked like the two of them were amateur dancers, learning a strange new waltz. Bebop finally grew so tired that he was having difficulty dodging the evil robot's lazy attacks. He went in again for another of his pressure point attacks, but instead swung himself up onto the giant robot's shoulder and pressed his mouth to its ear.
Hey, big guy,
Bebop whispered to the robot.
Aren't you a little tired of this? You and me fighting, and for what? The entertainment of some birds who can't even sing?
You have no idea, said the robot. I've been here for 10 years listening to them howl, defeating whatever little defenseless schlub they put in this arena with me.
Hey, who are you calling a defenseless schlub?
You, the one with no defenses.
Okay, fair enough. So why don't you escape?
Well, I can't fly, and they've built the walls of this arena so thick that I can't smash my way out.
So you're just stuck here?
Yes,
said the robot.
Have you ever tried losing?
The evil robot seemed confused by this.
I mean, if you're supposed to be this great warrior, but you lose, then they wouldn't want to keep you around, and you could just get out.
No,
said the evil robot.
They have placed this self-destruct bomb within me, and if I lose, berblank, I blow up.
Okay, well, berblank isn't really what an explosion sounds like, but I see your point.
Hey, you said you were good at a lot of things, right?
Yeah,
said Bebop.
I'm good at like a million things.
Can you repair a robot?
Sure,
said Bebop.
I've repaired myself hundreds of times.
Okay, then let's do it,
said the robot.
Let's do what?
Said Bebop.
Your plan. Let's do your plan.
Wait, what's my plan again?
Said Bebop.
Let's blow me up. We'll blow right out of this arena, and then you can put me back together again.
But what about me? What if I blow up too?
You know, that's just a risk that I'm willing to take.
Not me. That's not a risk that I'm willing to take.
3, 2, 1, blank!
All right, so this episode was inspired by our pal Judah, who is 9 from Portland, Oregon, who wrote, "Hey Bebop, I have a very serious, important question. Have you ever exploded and then, obviously, came back to life?" He also had a couple other questions. One of them was, "If I like drawings of blueberry pancakes," which of course I do, "and where did you learn all that magic?" which we will cover at some point. Thank you, Judah. But we also had another question from Farah from Egypt, who's 10 years old, and she asks, "Have you ever gotten dismantled before?" So both of these questions are asking a very serious question, which is, since I am a robot, have I ever been in pieces and then put back together again? And yes, I have. So now we know how it is that I got dismantled, and we'll find out in the next episode how it is that I got put back together. Thank you so much for your questions. And Farah, I know your brother submitted a question too. His question will be answered very soon. So thank you all so much for writing in and for listening, and we will see you next week.
Hey, parents and teachers, have you heard about GZMClassroom.com? It's a website where teachers can get companion resources for everyone's favorite GZM shows. 6 Minutes, Mars Patel, Podcast Title Pending, Seis Minutos, The Res, Becoming Mother Nature, Iowa Chapman and the Last Dog, Treasure Island 2020, The Hollow, Young Ben Franklin, and The Big Fib all have companion resources for additional critical thinking, listening comprehension, and ultimately, creativity. We made them just for you. And oh yeah, they're free. Free! The people on Facebook didn't believe us, but they are F-R-E-E, free. Head to gzmclassroom.com and get yours today. Hey, it's Jess. Did you know that GZM Shows has a YouTube channel? Right now, all of 6 Minutes, Becoming Mother Nature, GZM Beats, and Cupid and the Reaper are up. And they're in these, like, beautiful playlists. They have this fun audio waveform visual. And best of all, you can turn on captions. And the captions have character names. Anyway, subscribe to GZM Shows on YouTube. Maybe there'll be some cool things in the future, like live streams, interviews, behind the scenes. We'll see. GZM Shows on YouTube.